Dream again. Hope again. Come alive again. Begin to engage in living.
Welcome Gail McWilliams as she helps us see beyond.
Have you ever faced a closed door? Perhaps you're facing one now. Maybe you've lost your job, or you're looking for some kind of other employment. Perhaps you've had some setbacks or failures, and you're looking for some answers today. Don't ever stop because there's a closed door in front of you. Instead, ask Him for a butler. A butler is one who will open the door for you. It could be someone that you've never met before, or it could be someone within your own network. But when the butler opens the door, guess what? Usually there's many other doors behind it. I remember once that I met someone of great significance. And right after I had met him, he made a phone call. Before you know it, in 4 weeks, I was doing a television interview and 60,000 people had a hit on our website because of that one interview. See, God will surprise you with a butler. Just ask Him for it. And also, maybe you're called to be a butler for someone else today. Are there doors that you could open for someone else? See, if you'll begin to live your life in such a way that you'll do things for other people, it'll be funny. Other people will do things for you. It's just the great exchange in life, and it makes life exciting. I have some more good news for you today, too. Jesus Himself has the title of Door. He is the door. He'll open the door, and in fact, He'll open doors that no man can open, nor can any man shut. Be encouraged. And remember, whatever you do today, choose to look past the horizon, where the sky's the limit. I'll see you soon.
Receive Gail's weekly doses of encouragement at GailMcWilliams.com.